Our scripture reading this evening is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is the account of the heavens and earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. The word of God for the people of God.
Let me tell you a story about ashes and rainbows. 2 weeks ago, my wife and I felt compelled to go to the mountains. And as you know, I took that Sunday off. The reason for that was my son was not well and huge acute back pain. And his wife was in the hospital. And so that alone would have been enough. But also had a sister, as you know, who was in a nursing home. And we wanted to see her also. And I have a son-in-law, not a son-in-law, a grandson, who just lost his beautiful 9-year-old daughter. And we wanted to go see him because he's still struggling with the grief and the trauma of that. And then once we got to the mountaintop, we found upon getting there, not only was Grant not well, but his wife, who was in the hospital, was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And would you believe when we got there, it was rainy and windy and cold. I went over to see my sister Ella, and she has impaired memory right now. And she seemed to know us when we went in. But right in the middle of a conversation, she looked at me and referred to me as her son's, being her son. And so the conversation's like that. So we stayed and did what we could, and then the time came Friday morning to come back. We got in our car, and it was pouring down the rain. The wind, I took the clothes out from the motel that we stayed in, and they were hanging on that cart rack. And the wind blew the clothes off on the ground. And I haven't told my wife that, but you might make a note of that, sweetheart. So we got in there. You know, your wife must not know everything. So we got in the car, and the elevation is very high, and you go down that turnpike to the river. It's a beautiful drive on normal days and normal circumstances. We went by McDonald's and got some coffee and was drinking that as we descended through the mountains. And the streams on both sides of that road, they were absolutely full and rushing down the mountains. And so we didn't feel very good. It was not a happy trip. It was not a happy trip. And so about halfway down to the river where it's level, my wife said, "Look, there's a rainbow." And not just a rainbow, but one of the most vivid and colorful rainbows I have ever seen in my life. There's a little bit of sun to my left, completely dark on the other side. And so that bright rainbow was finding a stream somewhere over there. And it was just gorgeous, just beautiful. And I looked up again. And I said, Would you believe that there's a rainbow under that rainbow? There were two rainbows. Have you ever seen two rainbows like that? That's the first one I've ever seen in my entire life. And my wife said, you know, there's got to be a pot of gold out there somewhere. But the two rainbows that came down to our left, and we were about 30 yards from a rather full stream, and that color was sinking into that stream. And actually, you had to look through the rainbow to see the other side of the stream. It was almost like you could reach out and touch those colors. And I begin to think about Noah. I begin to think about the fact that for 40 days, it rained, thunder and lightning and wind. And I wonder if he thought sometimes, is this ever going to end? Will there ever be a rainbow? Probably hadn't seen one in his life. But not only 40 days and 40 nights in that boat, and it would rise higher and higher and covering the mountains and the whole earth. They were, according to the scripture, they were all in that boat for 150 days. That's 190 days. That's a lot of rain and no sunshine and thunder and so forth. And wouldn't you think it was getting a little gloomy inside of that ark? I would think so. But just when they were asking, will this ever end? God showed them a rainbow, a beautiful rainbow. And in that rainbow, he made the promise that there were better things to come. Better things to come. And as Ann and I looked at that rainbow and we talked about Noah and that promise, I said, let's claim that promise for us in regard to all of this sickness, that there are better days ahead. And that's the promise of God. When somehow it's dark and gloomy and ashy, that sometimes a rainbow comes out and God puts a smile across our soul and lets us know, you're not alone, I'm still with you, and somehow things are going to work out in all of this. The grace, my grace is going to sustain you. And so we descended from that mountain like that. When I was a young boy in those same mountains, we used to have a chorus that we would sing, and it was like this: God put a rainbow in the sky. God put a rainbow in the sky. When it looked like the sun wouldn't shine anymore, God put a rainbow in the sky. Suppose that when God was forming that first body from the dust of the earth, and that beautiful body had to be a perfect body. Suppose when God formed that body out of the dust of the ground, that he stopped right there. Had he stopped right there, life would be just dust and ashes. But he didn't stop there. The rainbow came out and he breathed into that body a living soul. Suppose tonight, when I put the ashes on your forehead, and I say to you, remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Suppose I stopped right there. But I don't stop there. The resurrection is probably God's greatest rainbow. I go on to say, but your soul has been redeemed through the cross and made ready for life eternal. But what a tragedy if we only could talk about dust and ashes. And the sun never comes out and the rainbow never comes out and life is empty and no reason, no purpose for it, no hope in it. Would it not be just dust and ashes? Barbara Johnson has written a great series of words about Friday, Good Friday. And in this, she's talking about, yes, it's Friday. It's dark, but Sunday's coming. And that Friday on that cross, there was really a rainbow that came out. And on resurrected morning, you can see the fullness of the promise of God that's made all through the Scripture. And so it goes like this. It's Friday. Jesus was nailed on the cross, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Mary's crying her eyes out because her baby Jesus is dead, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running in every direction away, like sheep without a shepherd, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, and Pilate is strutting around and washing his hands, thinks that he has all the power, but the real power is coming on Sunday. It's Friday, people are saying all things as they have been, they're always going to be like that, but hold on, Sunday is coming. It's Friday, Satan is doing a little jig. He's saying, I control the whole world. It's mine. But Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The temple veil is rent from top to bottom. The earth shook. Dark clouds, no sun. But Sunday is coming. It's Sunday. And the angels in dazzling lightning roll back that stone. And they said, Sunday is here. He is not here. It is Sunday. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, in the ashes of disappointment, ashes of when we're tried, when it seems like you cannot endure one more thing, we're reminded, are we not, that God's going to give us a rainbow, and ultimately that rainbow really is Easter resurrection morning. Next week on Tuesday, I have a funeral of Jerry Braun, 73 years old. He's had a long, long battle with cancer. He's used everything at his that he could, every resource that was available to him he has used. He's a good man. Well, he's a Methodist. He has to be a good man. Every doctor in and out of hospitals made his last trip to Florida. Came back, same night he got back, taken to the hospital. That was on Friday, and he said to his wife, I'm going to go to church on Sunday. Well, he was taken out of the hospital and taken to the hospice, and I was with him yesterday. And the family, he got three wonderful boys. And he seemed not to be responsive. He was still alive, still struggling to breathe. And I went over, got right down in his ears, and I said, Jerry, and I've known him now for over 25 years. I said, Jerry, this is Pastor Montgomery. This is Grant. And Jerry, I'm going to put a sign of the cross on your forehead. And as I spoke those words, I did just that. And I said, Jerry, let's remember, this is not the end. That cross means that we're loved eternally. And that resurrection just simply takes us home. But suppose I couldn't say that on the authority of the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We would be trapped right there. Thank God for rainbows, even in our ashes. Amen and amen.